You are listening to Cultivating Indigenous Voices from KXEI Tucson, hosted and produced by Tina Andrew. Today I have Jasmine with me in the studio, who is a community advocate and student at the University of Arizona.
Thank you so much for having me, Tina. Skiktash ani abjigik Jasmine Lopez, ani anwut dana atam gamshkik owa asik, nuhud Rosaline Smith, gu amjik gu oidak, ani ku amjik jikshan. Good day, everybody. My name is Jasmine Lopez, and I just introduced myself in my ancestral language, dana atam. My family comes from Bigfields and Sells District. I grew up right here in southern Arizona. I am currently a senior at the University of Arizona, majoring in Management Information Systems with a minor in American Indian Studies. I am so grateful to be here today. I currently work at the university for the program A Student's Journey that bridges tribal students to university. I also am a filmmaker, and I am the former Miss Native American University of Arizona 2024 through 2025. I grew up right here in South Tucson. My family comes from Bigfields, as I mentioned, and raised by my grandma. I am the oldest sister of two younger sisters, proud graduate of Thon Otham Community College, honor student with an associate in business administration and computer information systems. And most of all, I am a community advocate. You've probably definitely seen me around at any events on the nation or here in South Tucson. I just love advocating for my Otham people, practicing our Otham hymn dog. That's something my grandma really instilled with us when we grew up. Respect the people, respect the land, respect everybody that you're around, and respect the animals. So that's what it means to be Otham hymn dog, and to be Otham is to love people. So definitely get that teaching from my family. People ask me what's next, and I tell them, hopefully I don't have to go to my master's program and when my film picks up. So we'll see about that.
Wow, so cool. And that's kind of one of the things that I'm kind of first seeing you is as Miss Native American University of Arizona. And then getting to meet you at the recent KXEI Baile El Pueblo. Thanks for coming.
Oh my gosh, too much fun.
And then, of course, we linked up again at a Matriarch Mixer recently, featuring all Native, mostly Native Indigenous entrepreneurs and professionals. And it was there that I really got a chance to kind of dig a little deeper and find out, like, what else do you do outside of community stuff? And you mentioned about filmmaking. So what first got you into filmmaking? Was there a moment when you were like, yeah, this is definitely something that I want to do?
Yeah, I appreciate this question. It really makes me go back to my upbringing. When I was in middle school, I really loved vlogging and taking videos and taking them into my computer. At the time, I think I had like iMovie software.
Nice.
And I had so much fun trying to perfect transitions. And I remember staying up all night. And my grandma would be like, girl, go to bed. Get school in the morning. But I really enjoyed that. And I took a break from that because after middle school, you go into high school and you're all shy and insecure. So I didn't want to record myself anymore. But I definitely missed it. And when I was in Thon Otham Community College, I got an internship with a Student's Journey, who I now work for. And I had the opportunity there to focus on a project, any project that resigned with me. So for some reason, in the back of my head, as soon as they said we can choose anything, I knew I had to do a film. And at the time, I didn't really exactly know what, but I wanted to focus on environmental justice. So during my time in the Student's Journey program, I focused a lot on where I grew up from. So I'm from southern Arizona, southern Tucson. If you don't know, there's a TCE contamination in our groundwater. Trichloroethylene and 1/4 dioxide leaks into our ground. We are now at safe drinking levels, but it is still contaminated. So the purpose of my video was to bring awareness and also show what it was like to understand that at a young age about contaminated groundwater and what that meant to me. So when I see film, the feelings really sit with me. I always experience all the emotions, and I wanted to transfer that to my community and whoever else was really willing to watch and listen.
Yes, I think that's an absolutely an important topic of conversation, and it's something that my last guest, Alicia Vasquez, definitely touched on and talked more about that, because like that, just a kid growing up here in Tucson and just learning about the different families that have been affected by the TCE contaminated water systems. So it's good that you were able to bring that awareness within your own community and the Otham community, because I'm sure that there's, you know, there's not enough information, or people don't even know or not aware of that. And there are a lot of Otham families that have lived and grown up and just lived their entire lives in South Tucson. So thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
And do you have a favorite project that you've worked on so far? What made it special? Or maybe that was the project that you were just talking about. If so, we can move on.
That was a special project to me. I'm kind of stingy with my work, so I am sitting on maybe two projects that I need to release. One of them is a comedic aspect as my time as Miss Native UA. So I definitely am excited to hopefully release that in the upcoming year.
Oh, nice. So you talk about releasing them. What does that mean? Like, did you just kind of like bring all these different short clips together, or is it like a documentary style, or what is the style of the video?
So for the comedic take that I'm talking about that's not released yet, I do have it filmed. I do have most of it edited. I could perfect it, and I need to release it out to public, whether it's on YouTube or even my own page on Instagram, but also submit it to film festivals and get real awareness about whatever I'm showing the story of.
Wow, that's cool. So what kind of camera do you use?
Oh, that's a great question. I actually utilize my university's resources and rent out whatever video camera they may have available for us. I've also used my phone, so I'm resilient. I grew up no money, so I make things happen.
Yes, you know where the resources are.
Yes.
You're super involved in your community. How did that start for you? And do your film projects ever overlap with your community work?
Yes. So for community, I got a love for community very young. My grandma always pushed that on us, especially because we're city Indians. We grew up in Tucson. So she always wanted us to make sure we stay in touch with our native relatives and practice our Otham hymn dog and try to learn the language as much as possible. So she always had us going to the Youth Coalition at the Tucson Indian Center. Shout out.
Oh, cool.
Yes. So I went there from 12 to 18, became chairwoman, and was just very involved. So when I came to community college, I saw so many opportunities. And I also saw the Native community at the university. Shout out to Native American Student Affairs and Julian Juan. They definitely brought a community and showed me light that I wanted to be a part of. And that's really what my drive is, just seeing that love and wanting to help it and keep it alive.
Cool. That's awesome. I'm glad that you're, especially your grandma, your hood. And I always think that's like the most special relationship and upbringing that someone can have when they are raised by their grandparents. My mom, we called our grandma Ruru. She helped my mom raise us, and she only spoke Otham, but in a way I understood her, she understood me, and she was just like, it is different when you're raised by a grandparent.
Yes, definitely have to agree. People raised by their grandparents are on a different mindset, and I definitely connect with those. I hope to always carry my grandma's image and her words and wisdom with me in any space I go. And that goes out to all our natives. Carry your relatives, your elders, into these spaces that you may not be used to, because they're there to guide you and help you along the way.
How has your personal journey influenced the stories that you want to tell through film?
So for me, I want to create stories for people like me, and also people that aren't like me. So My goal through my filmmaking is to indigenize the industry, and that's my life goal. In any way possible, indigenize the industry. So when I see how people don't respect Autumn Hymn Dog or Native American culture, I want to show them like what it means to us and put them in our shoes and let them know how important it is to be in tune with the universe and to respect everybody. We all need to share love, especially in these days. So I want to always indigenize the industry and, like I said, bring my ancestors with me in every room, because they're the ones that fought for us to get here, and we have to be the next elders to fight for the next people coming in.
Absolutely agreed. Thank you so much for sharing that deep thought and perspective about what it could be or mean moving forward when you're holding on and just being your true authentic self as an Autumn. So what is something that you wish more people understood about your community or the work that you're doing in it? Are there stories that you still feel aren't being told enough in film or media?
Right now, there are so many different stories that don't resemble us, that don't exactly care about Native American views. And if you are not in tune with Native American culture, now is your time to be, because there are so many Native American educators out there willing to share our story and let you in, but you have to be receptive to that. So what I want people to know is to respect each other and to understand where each person is coming from, but to stop the hate, because we are all here on this Autumn Jude, this Autumn land, and we have to share love. We have to take care of our relatives. What I want people to know is that whether it's wearing your baskets proud or your shells proud or doing your Autumn greeting or anything that is connected to our culture, please share it and keep our hymn dog alive. Keep our language alive, because it's not going to be here forever if we don't cherish it and learn from it.
So what's next for you? You got any new projects or cool ideas that you've been tossing around? Even if it's not related to filmmaking, is there anything else that you're wanting to pursue or be involved in?
So my project that I'm working on right now is my short film about Indigenous love. I'm currently working on the script and working on the name for it. I recently got funding from the American Indian College Fund, the Professional Development Grant, to continue my work with the short film. I'm thankful that they believe in my story, and so yeah, excited to do that this summer.
So when you talk about making a short film, what does that mean? What kind of work goes into that? What would be your everyday? So you have your cameras, do you have people that help you? Do you have different shots or areas that you want to shoot, or different people you talk to, like making contacts? Does that kind of go into that type of work?
Yes. So for me, I think I'm a little bit different on the filmmaker spectrum, because I'm really independent. I like to get things done by myself, but my partner, Pierre, does help me a lot. Shout out to him. Together, me and him are writing the script. That's what our days look like now, kind of thinking about what locations we want to go to, what the main message of each scene is, and how we wanted to collaborate and come together at the end. And right now, I'm still debating between purchasing my camera with that funding or just using the U of A free resources. I need to be careful with the money, because I want to make sure to take care of the actors that are going to be acting. This will be my first project that I'm hiring other actors, and it's not me acting.
Ooh, what? You're a director.
Yes, proud
director.
Do
you get a director's chair?
Hey.
Put your name on the
back.
It's
in the budget. No, I am so excited, but I'm so nervous to be bossing around other actors and to be telling them what to do and what to say. But my partner says, girl, you're excited for that. That's one of your best things, is bossing people around. I'm kind of scared about it, but it'll be a lot of fun.
Yes, and it sounds like a really cool opportunity of growth in the area that you're wanting to develop more skills and eventually be super, super professional. And that's what it takes, that, we all got to start somewhere. And that's amazing that you have money and funding, because it's an opportunity to also elevate you as an individual and the work that you're doing.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I'm excited to indigenize the industry. Hopefully, you'll play this when I get my first Academy Award.
Yes! I'll be like, back in the day.
Other than my film projects that I have releasing, I am working on building my own business. So the business I want to run is a management consulting firm. I've had so much experience, whether in management, customer service, and marketing, and I have the business administration degree and working on my bachelor's in that. So it really aligns with kind of me knowing and coming from so many different backgrounds, whether it's indigenizing the industry or uplifting sales or understanding balancing sheets. I definitely can specialize in that, and I'm reaching out to local businesses to help uplift them. I also am going to be the guest host of an upcoming Anti-Dandelions podcast that will be released in August. And I definitely want to continue indigenizing the industry, whatever that takes. I definitely proudly wear my regalia anywhere I can go. And I definitely want to continue to learn my language, continue to learn the Autumn Hymn Dog. And I want to make our ancestors and our elders proud and become a young elder, eh?
Yes. You're already giving those young elder vibes, to be honest.
Respect your elders.
That is so amazing. I'm just so glad that, you know, I'm learning so much about you, and I just feel like you're going to be doing some really amazing, awesome things, and I'll continue to follow your work for sure.
Thank you. I'm just going to say, same goes to you. I definitely have always looked up to you since the Autumn Young Voices podcast. I think I discovered that in like 2020, 2019, around there. And it really sat with me because I felt like there was not enough Autumn media out there. Like, there's so much Native representation out there. Well, you know, to a level.
Yeah.
But for Autumns, there's not a lot of our work out there. I don't see us being one of the big tribes that are always mentioned. But we are one of the longest standing tribes, and our land is the size of the state Connecticut. So I always, like I said, indigenizing the industry, but also being a proud Autumn person, Autumn Uwi, because that's who we are. And I'm just proud to be Autumn. I'm proud to come from the Dona Autumn Nation. Quick shout out, I brought the Miss Native UA title back to the Dona Autumn Nation after 35 years.
Yes!
Yes, thank you. Autumn proud, Autumn strong always.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate when people are appreciative of each other's work and recognize the importance and the value behind the work that they're putting out there. And it's really, yeah, it's really thinking about our own people, thinking about the possibilities and kind of having those breakthroughs or fitting ourselves into places and spaces that you wouldn't normally see Native or Autumn people in. And there are a lot of Autumn out there that are doing that, and it's just not amplified enough or recognized enough. But I feel like it's kind of starting to become more of that. I see it. So that's pretty awesome.
Yes, I love that. Get our Autumn out there.
Yes. So if you could dream big, like really big, what would you want to create or change in the next few years?
I think about this question so often because there's so much I want to do. And I feel like the bottom line is just change. I not only am on my own path to indigenize the industry in film and academics and in community, but I want to uplift other people to continue to indigenize the industry. And you don't have to be Native to indigenize the industry. The way you be an ally is by making room and being welcoming and being understanding and just being there for us, because there's a way that you can use your non-Nativeness to benefit Native people and support Native artists. So for me, I want change. I want to see Natives in every room I walk in, and Native art on all of the walls, Native music filling the streets. I want to really see a collaborative space in the world and care about indigenizing the industry.
Wow, that really is pretty huge. And it's good that you're thinking that way and advocating for more Native, Indigenous voices and people and work, and recognizing that we're contributing members of society too, in big and in small ways. So what advice would you give to aspiring filmmakers or who are also navigating personal struggles?
This is an awesome question. As an aspiring filmmaker and somebody that does have many personal struggles, whether mentally or physically, I got this advice from Mr. John Proudstar of Reservation Dogs. I asked him the same thing and he told me, literally Nike, just do it. Whether your resources are nothing or whether you have little resources, just go out there with whatever you have, whether it's a cell phone, even if it's just a pen and paper and you only have a story, you just go out there and do it. And if you're able to, reach out to your community, because if you can't do it, but you're willing to put the work in, there's somebody out there that wants to help you as well. So for me, young inspiring filmmakers, just start, just do it. Whatever resources, whatever, even if it's free, just go out there and put your story out there, because that's you indigenizing the world, giving your people a voice and making a pathway for the next generation.
Absolutely amazing. Thank you so much. I love every answer you've given.
Thank you. It comes from the heart.
You know, this next question, I asked myself this like a couple of years ago, and I literally started crying just because the struggle, you know, growing up, the way that we grow up, the life that, you know, the environments and stuff like that. And people would probably never assume certain things about you just because you're successful now, you're healthy, you're good, you're taking care of yourself. But not enough people know certain things about an individual's struggles. So I'll ask the question. If a younger version of you was listening to this interview right now, what would you want to say to her?
Oh my gosh. You are a young queen. Oh, I wish that I could tell not only just our native youth, but all youth, like, you have self-worth. You are meant to be here on this earth. Creator put you here at this time for a specific reason. You have a mission to complete. You already know what passions reside with you. You already know that you have a better path in this world. And there are so many struggles, so many reasons to give up. But that doesn't mean that you need to end your story. Always remember your self-worth and who your ancestors are, how they fought for you to have the life you have now, and how you need to continue and continue the message, continue the mission, continue the good fight, because these feelings that you may be feeling now when you are young or when you're experiencing really bad times, you need to remember there's time after this and you can work through it. You have the power of the Creator. You have your own bright mind, your own bright body, and you can get up and you are able to. You do what you need to do and push forward. And just try not to worry too much, because Creator has your back and the universe has your back. And when you follow the Autumn Hymn Dog, you share love, you share respect, then universe and the Creator blesses you, because that's just the way the world works. It goes round and round.
Great advice to anyone out there that's listening. So, yeah, I do appreciate, you know, just the messages that you've been able to put out there in your answering of these questions. So it's super important, and I really appreciate, you know, this, the thought that goes into every response that you've given.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm so grateful for my time here and being able to share the Autumn Hymn Dog, the good message, and hopefully uplift anybody that may be having a hard time. Just remember, things will get better and you have to keep pushing and just keep fighting your good fights.
Well, I absolutely appreciate just everything that you've shared with us today, with the listeners. And if folks wanted to reach out for anything that you've talked about so far, how could they get in contact with you?
Yes, definitely. I'm trying to get the 500 connects on LinkedIn. So Jasmine Lopez, Jasmine. Also, I encourage you all to follow me on social media. I'm on Instagram at RIP Young Jazz. And I would love to connect also indigenous industry together. Let's make good work and continue to practice good love and good respect.
And as we wrap up the interview, do you have any last thoughts, comments, or even shout outs that you would like to share?
Yes. So to my Native community, go to school and get that degree. Thonathon Community College has free college. I need you guys all to get that higher education because it not only benefits you, it benefits the community and the people that look up to you that you don't even know that are watching. So get that degree, get that free degree. Even if it takes 10 years, you get it because it's gonna help our people and it's gonna help our community. Thank you, my grandma, Rosaline, for raising me with a good head, and thank you for teaching me the Autumn Hymn Dog. I appreciate all the teachings, and I hope to continue the Autumn Hymn Dog in the future. Masapo, thank you, Tina.
You are listening to Cultivating Indigenous Voices from KXEI Tucson, hosted and produced by Tina Andrew, featuring Jasmine Lopez, community advocate and University of Arizona student. To hear more episodes, go to kxei.org.